Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's get to our Radio.com NFL insider, Mark Herzlich. He is joining us on the line, and Mark is a former linebacker himself, played for the Giants. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I like that craptastic.
It was awful. Now, let me ask you this, because we'll talk about the Giants coming up, but one of the bugaboos for this Packers defense has been the fact that they just cannot defend tight ends, can't defend them over the middle. How difficult is it as a linebacker to cover? Because this is not just one particular, this is not Kittle. This has been something all season long. How difficult is it to cover a tight end or a slot receiver over the middle?
Yeah, it's difficult. And a lot of times you try to protect the linebacker maybe with a safety, or you'll have a safety over top of them. But it doesn't look like they're doing that very much. Packers are really just playing man-to-man. And when they're able to get pressure on the quarterback, it doesn't allow for those long extended plays to happen. But when they are protected and the quarterback has time to sit back there, that's when it's so hard to cover a tight end, because he can use his body to box you out, or as you saw in Kittle, a deep drag across the field and just wide open. I mean, I think that there's some miscommunication. Anytime that you have a tight end in the box with a running back in the box, there has to be great communication between the linebackers and the safety to know who's going to pick up who, because it always is declared after the snap. And I think that a lot of the problems that they're having is a lack of communication from that back end to that middle tier linebackers. And that's why you see guys running wide open.
Where does the communication come from? Is it from the guy just with the helmet that gets the calls from Mike Pettine, or is this supposed to be a trickle down effect?
No, it depends upon team to team. I would assume that Blake Martinez is the guy who makes a lot of the checks. They trust him. They trust his leadership. I would assume that a lot of it comes from him. But I think that when you have the safety coming down in the box, the safety needs to communicate to the linebackers, I'm going to be, they'll have different calls. I'll be outside of you in cover three. I'll be inside of you in cover three. I'm going to play outside leverage in man-to-man or inside. And so if the tight end decides to come inside and the back goes outside, they'll switch. So that communication, there's supposed to be one guy that communicates initial part of it, and then a different guy who communicates after the snap. And so sometimes that communication gets botched and you get guys running wide open, but it just needs to be a constant verbiage between the safety and the linebacker.
Talking about our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, Mark Herzlich. Insiders, by the way, brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans as well. Let me ask you this as well, because what I saw last night was that defensive front just flat out, they beat the hell out of that Packers offensive line. I said it's kind of like I referred to the Rocky III when Clubber Lang was beating the snot out of him, and Rocky goes to the corner and says, he's too strong, I can't keep him off me. That's what it looked like last night. They didn't have an answer, and they physically got beat. What does that do to you mentally when you can't win? You just feel like you're drowning because they're just physically imposing their will.
It doesn't feel good. I think it's a great description. Rocky goes to the corner, and he's not saying that as a good thing. It feels bad, and I think that the other part is when your quarterback's getting pressured all the time, it just felt like Aaron Rodgers was scrambling for his life most of the game. And give some credit to San Francisco. They have a really good defensive front, obviously. Guys out there just get to the quarterback pretty much every week. But you want to try to keep someone in to help in the blocking scheme. But what I didn't see too much of was, getting the tight end screens, getting the quick bubble screens out in the slot. Do something early on in the game to make the defensive line tired. Andy Reid had a great line. He said, when I go against a really strong defensive front, I want to make them run sideline to sideline in the first quarter so that way they can't rush up the field later in the game. So when you don't have an offensive line that you can just sit back there and protect, you got to tire out those big guys early.
So we move on now, because this was one where you can't just say rinse and get rid of it, like Aaron Rodgers said when they went out to L.A. and took on the Chargers. This was one you got beat up, and this was kind of your test to see where you were at in the NFC. You still have other games to play. You still got to pick yourself up and hope that things change down the road. So talk about this Giants team who just got beat by this Bears team who's not very good, and now you're expected to go into New York and kind of get back on the right track, so to speak.
I think the only problem for the Packers in this situation is that they're not going to feel like they're back on track, even if they get a win versus the Giants. You know, the Giants have struggled just so much, so much this year, that you know, I think that you just need to pinpoint specifics. Hey, you know, Rodgers being 0-for-13 on third downs, you need to start converting third downs. I mean, all season they haven't been very good at third down conversions, and so. To me, when you go into this game, you know, anybody can win any game. That's why the NFL is so good. But, you know, assuming the Packers go in and take care of business versus the Giants, pinpoint third down, pinpoint tight end coverage, you know, pinpoint the communication aspect and be perfect at those types of things, you know, and then you can build for the following week. But, you know, the Giants are really, I mean, they're beat up, they're decimated. It seems like, you know, versus the Bears, their kicking game has always been a strong point. Aldrick Rosas missed two field goals, had to kick off out of bounds. Jabril Peppers left the game with a hip problem. Saquon Barkley hasn't had a 100-yard rushing game since he came back from his ankle injury. I mean, there's just a lot of things that are issues for the Giants that, yeah, I think the Packers will do well against them. You know, one of the bright spots for the Packers, though, you know, was Za'Darius Smith, you know, coming down with two sacks. And I think him and Preston Smith are going to, I think they are going to be able to physically dominate the Giants' offensive line. And you know, Daniel Jones is the third most sacked quarterback in the league, and Packers are going to be able to tee off a little bit. So the real big matchup question for me in that game is if Evan Ingram, the Giants' tight end, is going to be back from his foot injury and play or not. You know, that'll be a test at that tight end spot again. He has 44 catches on the year, and he's their main target. So if he is back, that'll be a point of emphasis to watch. But as I said, even if the Packers do win this one, I don't know if they're really going to know a ton more about who they are in terms of the playoff picture.
Does a game like this, and I'm speaking offensively, because Aaron Rodgers, like you said, he was under pressure. And look, I don't put it all on Aaron Rodgers. I think quarterbacks get too much credit and probably too much of the grief. I don't put it all on him, obviously. I think that there's some issues with the wide receivers. I think, obviously, the offensive line was very porous. But in a game like this, can you then go back to, prior to Davante Adams coming back from injury, they were spreading the ball around to everybody and utilizing the backside of the backfield. They were getting more and more touches. There was more and more yardage being garnered. They were involving Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis and moving the sticks. And they've gotten away from that. Is this the kind of game, is this the kind of team where you can say, okay, we'll get back to this and maybe gain a little more offensive confidence?
I think they need to. I know Aaron Rodgers, he's always been so good at, you know, making some plays with his feet, extending the drive, you know, getting in and out of the pocket, and hitting guys long down the field. And I think that just the way this team is built up, they do need to start going back to some of the quicker, shorter, back out of the backfield, get five receivers out to set up shorter third downs. They just haven't been able to move the ball consistently, especially last game. You know, prior weeks, yes, but last game just weren't able to get anything going consistency-based offensively. They had a couple big plays. But I think what they're going to look to do versus the Giants is start getting Jimmy Graham involved more. The Giants linebackers have not done a good job of covering tight ends. They have not been very good at getting at covering backs that are coming out of the backfield. So I think that that's, like as you said, could be a bright spot for them this week. And, you know, they definitely need that to add diversity to their offense going into playoff picture.
Mark, great to talk to you. We certainly appreciate your time. Love to get you on again soon, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
There you go. Mark Herzlick, former New York Giant linebacker, joining us as our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And it's brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans, by the way, as well. So don't forget about that. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, you got a big event coming up, maybe a Thanksgiving gathering or a holiday party. Our friends at Saz's, they cater. Not only are they a great place to go and eat and sit and dine in, but they do a lot of catering as well. Just check them out at Saz's, S-A-Z-S, Saz's.com. That is Saz's.com. And if you were looking for a weekend getaway, maybe all the shopping and everything, you just want to say, I want to get out of town for a little while, check out our friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. They have some stay packages going on right now. They're wine and dine packages, by the way. And go up there on a weekend, just get back to the romance, or take your friends, maybe a bachelorette party, whatever it happens to be. It's secluded. It's on an island. It's a terrific place. And everything's right there in the within the hotel. The Diamond Room for a five-course dinner. You've got the chef's recommended wine selection up there. You've got the Boundary Waters Bar, Lily's Ice Cream Parlor, big indoor pool, everything you need up there. Just go up and enjoy yourself. I know they're going to get some snow up here in the Northwoods coming up here probably later in the week, but just get up and take advantage of it right here in our own backyard, a one-tank trip. 715-324-5800. That's 715-324-5800. Or simply go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com. And a thanks to them for being a part of the program.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.